Shalom, saints, and welcome to the daily devotion. I am your brother Lawrence Tay from Saskatoon, Canada. I bring you greetings from my family and the small home fellowship we have here in Saskatoon. My work is such that every 2 weeks I have to work weekends, and when I am off, we endeavor to spend the time with the Lord around His Word. I will entreat the brethren to keep praying for us, for the Lord to grant us the grace to minister His Word and make disciples of Him. And so I want to thank all the seasoned men of God on this platform, most especially Brother Piri and the administrators of this platform, for making this daily devotion a thing that has come to stay, whereby every day we, have something to ponder about as we go through the day's activities. And I thank all the sharing here. And I want to say I am blessed. My family is blessed anytime we listen to the sharings from this platform. And so today, I want to bring a thought together based upon all the testimonies that we've had from this platform. And so the Lord is laying on it on my heart to also share something on testimony. And so I want to read from the word of the Lord from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. I'll read from two portions of scripture. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. Shall we hear the word of the Lord? Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I want to read the Amplified version of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It reads, and they overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, for they did not love their life to renounce their faith, and even when faced with death. I also read from Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. It reads, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. All right. So for a topic to my thoughts, I will entitle it The Power of the Blood and Testimony. The Power of the Blood and Testimony. So I will develop my thoughts, and probably the last day of my sharing, I'll give a brief testimony about how one day I conquered the powers of Satan by my testimony. All right. So we read about the blood of the Lamb, and we all know that sin originated with Satan. When we read Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14, it talks about Satan, who was the originator of sin. And we also know that sin entered into the world through Adam. And that was in the Garden of Eden. We all know the story, when man was faced with two options. Adam chose the way of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and rejected the tree of life. And so sin, anyone that was born by default came into the world as a sinner. And so the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. All right. Okay. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. It says that, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. And so, in the Garden of Eden, Adam, who was created in the image of God, lost the way to the tree of life and chose the tree of knowledge, good and evil. For God created him a living soul. But because of his sin, sin passed to any man that was born into the world. But the Bible also says that the last Adam, Jesus, became a quickening spirit. You see, so the blood of the lamb, or the blood that was slain before the foundation of the world, is one of our weapons against Satan. We know that we walk through this world, and every day the Bible says Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He will go and stand before God and start pointing accusing fingers at us, we believers. But now, whatever thoughts that it brings into your memory, accusing, oh, you are a failure, oh, you will not be able to get that job, oh, that project is not going to come true, oh, this sickness of yours is going to take you to death. But when you stand in the power of the blood and by the word of your testimony, you defeat Satan. The blood is for our atonement, and has to do first with our standing before God. God looks at the blood of the lamb, not our good doing. But when he looks at the blood, he looks through the blood and sees that we are complete in Christ. Nothing explains the question of sin so clearly as the description of that day. In Leviticus, in the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement. What do we see there? The blood was taken from sin offering and brought into the most holy place. And the blood, and there the blood was sprinkled before the Lord seven times. on the day the sin offering, that day the sin offering was made publicly for everyone to see. And is it not the same as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came with a priestly order, a better priestly order than that, a priestly order of Melchizedek, that which is, you know, of a better one than Aaron? The Bible says in Leviticus 16 that the high priest entered the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies, and presented the blood before God. And what is the type? The type is the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world to redeem us by his blood. Now, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. Let's read from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. What it says there. All right, let's listen to the word of the Lord. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calf, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for all. So the work that the Lord Jesus Christ did publicly on the cross of Calvary is for our redemption. And when Satan comes before God, he cannot have access to us, because why? The blood which the Lord Jesus Christ shed is the propitiation of our sin. It's so powerful that Satan can never overcome it in whatever he wants to do. You see, now, if we read Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, let's read in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 12. Okay. Exodus chapter 12. Okay. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. It reads, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." You see, so the blood of the Passover lamb in Egypt was for Israel's redemption. And just as that in the New Testament, the blood of the Lamb is also for our redemption and is a powerful tool against Satan. God looked through the blood of the Lamb, the sinless blood of the Lamb, and Satan can never point any accusing fingers at us. The blood was applied over the lintels, over the doorposts, and the Lord said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." And so the blood of Christ satisfied God. God sees we believers through the blood of his only begotten Son, the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. So whenever Satan comes to buffet us, Satan comes to put all sorts of thoughts and discouragement in our life, the Bible says, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. And they loved not their life unto death. You see. So, Christianity, as we say, we see, or is from day, it's a daily walk with the Lord, from one glory to the other. So anytime Satan comes to you to whisper something in your ears, just stand and face him with the blood that was shed. The Bible says it was not the blood of cows and bulls, but the blood of the Lamb, the sinless blood. It's a powerful tool against the works of the devil. And so, the blood is our weapon. The Bible says, without the sharing of the blood, there is no remission of sin. So, I want to lay my foundation here with the thoughts that I have for this week. And like I mentioned earlier on, the topic is the power of the blood and testimony. The power of the blood and testimony. So I will use this as a foundation, and God willing, we'll take it in our next sharing tomorrow as we look into the scriptures. Look at some examples of some men of God, David and Joshua and Caleb, and then we build our thoughts and go through the week on this topic. Thank you for this time, and may the Lord bless you and bless your day until we meet again tomorrow. God bless and shalom.